Daybreak, Charles Osgood, CBS News.
Good morning. It's time for Free for All, your morning telephone discussion program from KATI.
And good morning again, 16 minutes after 9 o'clock. Free for All this morning goes 12 years back. It's a bit of an anniversary for a gentleman who's been here since 1966, right?
Summer of 66.
That's today, since 66 today.
June 20th, right.
12 years, Larry.
How about that?
Did you ever find that air check?
No, I did not.
About, that's too bad, because, we'll tell him the story, because we had an announcer here a few years ago, Jock Blaney, who most people in the community know, and you played that for him, right?
I played a portion of an air check from the CY Strip Show, which is what I started.
You began doing.
Right. It was 8 o'clock at night until 1, as Pat recalls very well, and I moved down here from Sheridan, and I have this air check, and I'm sure it's at the house. And I said, Jock, have an announcer that's applying for a job, would like to play a portion of this tape for you. And I played it for him. He said, he'll never cut it.
He's shaky.
Right.
He's just not, I don't think we better hire him.
And it was me.
that would have been 8 or 9 years prior to that, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. I wish we had it, because apparently your voice changed a little bit.
Yes, and it took a lot of work. It was a matter of working with Pat Meehan, so I wouldn't sound like Wayne Newton.
Good morning, Mr. Meehan.
Good morning, Doc.
How are you, sir?
Just fine.
12 years. Does it seem like 12 years?
No, it sure doesn't, although when you look back and try and recall, or if you find any written evidence of some of the things that have happened, it's some of the stuff seems like it must have been a lifetime ago.
You try and burn some of these things,
40
they
years.
Don't come to light. 40 years.
So,
well, you've been here over half the time then that the station's been on the air.
Katie was 12 years old when I went to work here.
Oh, really?
10 years old.
10 years old. No, right. I was going to say 10 years old.
Right.
Because you went on the air in 1956.
Mm-hmm. May of 56, and I came in June of 66.
June of 66. Now, what had you been doing prior to?
Had graduated from Sheridan High School in 62 and worked at KROE, Crow in Sheridan.
Those people know.
Or Sam Rosenthal, and came here.
And that was it.
This was really
your second move in radio.
Right.
Did you do the hiring?
Yes.
You personally hired this man.
Yes.
Came to Sheridan to a broadcast convention, didn't you?
Yes, and I got an initiation into some of the life in Sheridan because I was out with Larry and his brother, and we were driving down the street. It was All-American Indian Days was getting ready to start, and some Indian chased us down the street yelling.
Well, gee, you must have had a fine time then.
That's how we met.
You were trying to save his life then, right?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I figured I'd better get him out of Sheridan before he got scalped.
1966. I want you to think about this, because I'll ask you toward the end of the show, what have been the biggest changes, not just in your life, but, you know, you've been working in radio now this... Well, it's been longer than 12 years, but here 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we can just talk about how the city's changed and how radio's changed, maybe how you've changed too.
Good.
All right? We should take a break. We've got to pay our bills. We'll come back right after this.
Hi there. I'm an electric range. A caloric electric range, to be exact, from the fine folks at All Star Appliances, 500 West Collins Drive. Now, you might think it's dull being an electric range. Wrong-o. I mean, you can be a freestanding electric range with a microwave on top. You can be your standard 30-inch drop-in electric range. And you can also find us, you will pardon the expression, in a range of colors. Of course, there are hazards to being an electric range. I mean, people spill pizza sauce on you and spaghetti and lasagna. But we're also extremely easy to clean and very, very durable. Well, it's been fun talking to you, but I really have to check on supper. Let me take a look down here in the oven. Hey, Turkey, why do you whine? Don't think he's done yet. You'll get a great deal on a caloric electric range from the fine folks at All Star Appliances, 500 West Collins Drive.
20 minutes after the hour, once again, 12 years, right? That doesn't seem possible. I've been here about 4 now, and I just thought you were old man River, you know? I thought you'd been here forever, you know? Kind of born here in 1844.
Well, sure, Johnny.
We've had those days.
We've got a list of things that you've done. You want to start with the CY Strip Show?
Sure.
Can you describe what it was? Because really, that's kind of gone the way of all flesh now. Things have changed a bit, but what was it?
The name Strip has stayed pretty much with CY Avenue. A lot of people still call it the Strip.
Yes, they're still buzzing the Strip also.
Yes. The concept was a nighttime radio program that would pay for itself. And
was that unusual at the time?
Yes, very unusual. Nighttime in 66 on radio was kind of like midnight to 6. Dead air.
Now, you're talking about nighttime. You're talking about sun goes down nighttime.
Yes.
You're not middle of the morning.
7 to midnight type
right.
night.
Okay.
So a concept was to sell sponsors, which we did, on the CY strip. And one of the logos, right. so to speak, was CY they buy on the CY strip.
Now, you guys, you did that. You came up with that, right?
No.
No, really?
As a matter of fact, P.D. Spaniel Ford, which is right. now Griner Ford, and Ed Tinney, who used to work here, came up with this
really?
Strip
the
concept.
Jingle? Yeah.
And, excuse me, we sold sponsorships to yeah. the CY Strip show on CY Avenue, and I would go out once a week with the salespersons and change the commercial messages
oh, really?
And meet with the sponsors, and it was very successful for the entire summer.
Okay, now, how was it formatted? Was it just music and commercials like a jock show would be now?
Correct, uh-huh.
Okay.
With lots of drop-ins about CY.
And it was all CY merchants?
Correct.
How's it, I assume there are a few new merchants and a few changes since...
Many.
There were a lot of interviews with the various merchants, too.
Yeah, I would take a tape recorder out and talk with them. And,
really?
It was kind of wild, really.
1966. Can you remember some of the tunes you were playing in 66?
Oh, and I played...
Book.
Yeah,
got
I've got it. It was quite a transition for me coming from Sheridan, where I was doing a morning program playing country western music.
Okay, you're doing CW, right?
And had never done rock. And to come down here, I'd get off the air at 1 and go home, and my head wouldn't even touch the pillow for 2 hours. trying to adjust to the music. But I played quite a few of them this morning. California Dreaming with the Mamas and Papas. Little Red Riding Hood, but Sam the Sham.
Ah, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Yes, indeed. Cool Jerk, which we played this morning. Sandy Posey, Johnny Rivers.
Johnny Rivers.
Big Ben, too. Four Tops, Nancy Sinatra, and Frank Sinatra, too.
Yeah. Oh, it's incredible. So that was a big change for you, wasn't it?
Oh, big change.
Because you've been working, can you remember some of the country western you worked before you came here?
Well, I was big with the Grand Ole Opry.
Ah, I see. So you would have been playing Hank Snow.
Right.
And maybe a little Hank Minnie Pope.
Hank Thompson. Marty Robbins, you know.
No kidding.
Boom.
Reeves was alive.
Jim Reeves, right.
That must have been a big change, though. A big difference. Now, was this... what had you been doing prior to that, Pat? Just a straight music show without targeting anybody?
Yes. It was basically probably the same format, but we just targeted it in on a...
Then how long did that last, that concept, the selling the merchants on that one part of the...
About 3 months.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, now, because when I came over here at CY Strip, when I came to this town, CY Strip show, and I had the feeling it must have gone on for a couple of years, but 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
What then?
Well, then and Pat, correct me if I'm wrong, I moved to a daytime...
Slot
in September of 66. I guess the CY strip may have continued.
The show
I thought
such.
It went on longer than
probably
that.
Probably did. Probably. I had it 3 months.
Yeah.
And I think, we did. Teak Smith had it.
Really?
He came on.
So, but the concept continued for a while.
Right.
But, God, CY strip show.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. And the whole concept was to sell the people on CY Avenue.
Which we did.
That's really interesting.
And the legacy of it is the naming, I guess.
Yeah.
CY Strip.
That's held over.
The town fathers wouldn't change it
officially. They wouldn't actually change the nameplates. Well, sure
we tried to get the former mayor to put some pressure down at City Hall.
Lack of sense of humor on their part, I think. 266-1400, if you want to call up. Maybe you've got some reminiscences. Maybe you've been here that long. You know, a lot of new people, I suppose. But you run into people, Larry, don't you, that have been here for that 12 years, the
oh,
same
sure.
amount of time you have?
I had a call this morning. A young lady who's now 21 called, and she said, do you realize... I was 9 years old and used to get in trouble because she would stay up to listen
stay
to the CY strip and her parents would.
No kidding? Really? That's interesting. 266-1400. Maybe you have some reminiscences. Let's talk about the Troopers. Well, let's take a break and talk about the Troopers.
Good.
Because you were the first, this station was the first radio station really in the nation to pay any broadcast attention to drum corps, weren't you?
We still are the only one.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're doing, of course, they're televising. PBS is televising it
right.
now. But you were the first and still only. That's interesting.
Well, actually, the credit goes to KAWY, our sister station, because the first Trooper broadcast that we did...
was an expensive.
Oh.
True. We'll talk about that when we come back. 266-1400. If you've got some reminiscences, give us a call. We'll be back after this.
Because the warmer months usually bring on a flurry of spring and summer weddings, the Holiday Specialty Shop at 105 East 2nd invites you to stop in for a bright new selection of long and short dresses. Choose from many lovely styles in chiffon and lace, available in every color under the sun. For the bride and her mother, beautiful wedding attire at the Holiday Specialty Shop. And while we're on the subject of summer, the Holiday Specialty Shop is featuring unbelievable discounts on their entire stock of golf wear. Everything from shirts to shorts and skirts is half price. That's right, save 50% on the Holiday Specialty Shop's entire stock of golf wear for the ladies. Drop by and see all of the new fashion arrivals for summer and enjoy the finest of savings at the Holiday Specialty Shop, 105 East 2nd.
Welcome back. 266-1400. We're talking about 12 years of radio. That's how long Larry's been in this community, been working, well, here the whole time. That's an amazing, you know, something, that's something we need to talk about. 12 years in any one radio station. This is a transient business. And that's quite a record. Because you could be 2 months here or 3 months, or some of us have been.
I've only had two jobs in radio in 16 years, you know.
It's not bad. That's almost got to be a record. Want to talk about Troopers?
Sure.
What was it first broadcast?
1968, Detroit, Michigan, the VFW National Finals.
And now you went. You packed your bag, and you went to Detroit.
Right.
Now, you had some
problems. KWI had been on the air for 1 year, and we were trying to do things to get KWI involved in the community, and we did NCHS Mustang football and basketball in 67. So in 68, we thought, what the heck, you know, let's do a broadcast of the, at that time, that was the big finale for drum corps.
Now, this was what? The VFW show.
Right.
Okay, now, had you known much about corps before you came to town?
No, just loved the troopers.
You just jumped into it, right?
Boom, yeah.
Okay, now, Pat, had you been, you know, you've been here a while longer than that. Had the troopers been a part of what this company was doing prior to that? As far
not
as following
specifically,
their
I know we did participate in a fundraising drive to send them to their first out-of-town competition in Seattle or in Portland. It was the Rose Festival, and we had a community drive, and I was mayor then. That was either what 65, wasn't it, or
62?
Yeah,
62.
But that was the first time they had really hit it big, and they did great out there on the West Coast.
So this would have really been the first, the beginning of really your continuing coverage of the Troopers.
We've done it every year.
Okay,
we've traveled over 40,000 miles with the Troopers.
So now you go to Detroit.
Get there, excuse me, and of course they don't know what to do with me. You're going to broadcast what?
Yes.
You know? So I went to the field to set up the equipment in Detroit, and it was a old football field where they had no longer been using it hardly at all. No telephone lines.
No lines.
Now, for
you should explain to people that that's how you would
that's
get
how
that
we do
back.
Those,
right.
You know, long-distance broadcasts, just like a long-distance telephone
sure.
call. So I call the phone company in Detroit, and they said, sorry, President Johnson is speaking at Cobo Hall to the, it was either VFW or American Legion, one of the two.
There's no
convention
way.
At Cobo Hall. Forget it.
We can't get you a line. We're busy.
Period.
Well, the network would have been there, right? All the networks would have been
Everybody
there.
Everybody was right. there for LBJ. And I went down to a radio station, WJR, 50,000-watt voice, met with the chief engineer.
CBS affiliate, right?
Right. Okay. And I said, I'm with the CBS affiliate in Casper, Wyoming. He called a friend of his at the phone company, and they promptly got down and hooked it up. And we were doing it now again on KWY.
Okay, now this is stereo.
Doing it in stereo. So we had to buy two phone lines.
Okay.
It's probably the most expensive broadcast KWY's ever had.
Do you want to mention how much it cost?
About $1,000.
Now, how long were you on the air?
3 hours.
$1,300 an hour,
right?
To broadcast
right.
that. How was it received? Pat, do you remember?
Very, very well. And, of course, most of the fans of the Troopers aren't able to travel with them the way some are. But so it was just such a fantastic accomplishment. They couldn't believe it. They had parties all over town where they listened to it. And,
okay, now I got a technical question to ask you. How'd you pick up the sound from the field? Did you just hold the mic out the window, or how'd you do it?
Oh, I was down on the field.
You were on the field.
Yeah, the press box didn't hardly even exist. It was such a rundown field.
So it was an old, nasty facility. So you were on the field.
And got probably the worst downpour I've ever been in my life.
Really, it rained on you?
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. Kidding. I have pictures of it.
Now, how many people would there have been there? Was it much of a spectator thing at that time?
Oh, let's see. 4,000 or 5,000.
Really? Well, it was in connection with the same convention that President
the
Johnson
VFW
was addressing.
Right.
So,
right.
But it was well-received.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done it every year since?
We broadcast from Detroit, Dallas, Boston,
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Atlantic City, Denver, Whitewater, just outside of Milwaukee.
You know, I had now that PBS is doing the TV, although this last year their commentary was a bit better, I still talk to people and they say, well, you know, we'll tune in the radio coverage and watch the picture, since it's that's much superior.
Well, the best thing they did, they got Pete Emmons, who was a former...
Yes.
Well, with the Troopers and Drum Major, yeah, and now with the Santa Clara Vanguards, and Pete provides the expertise.
Yeah.
This year, I just found out, by the way, they are holding Drum Corps International again in Denver with preliminaries in Boulder,
right.
And PBS is going to tape it and delay it 3 weeks.
Oh, so we'll be the only live broadcast
right.
Again then. Oh, I assume you're planning, you will be going
well,
out
again
this year.
Well, we certainly hope so. Sure.
But, so that's been, well, how many years now that you've been doing that? Since 67?
68.
68,
so
10
this
years.
Will be 10th anniversary.
10 years. We should have a special celebration. Do you have tapes of the old ones?
Yes.
Any of the old ones?
Mm-hmm, sure do.
You know what, you should put together a special program.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm. And run it beforehand. And
I imagine we have maybe some of the original sponsors, of course, you know.
You know, I always got the feeling that this radio station, and you two in particular, were one of the things that kept the Troopers going over the years, because there have been ups and downs, and they're having some downs now. But you've kept them, you've given them the publicity they need, you've kept them kind of in the public eye, and they really need that, because you can't win all the time. And it's important that those people have the support, even when they're not winning, don't you think?
They need it a lot worse then.
Yeah, really. That's the truth. But 10 years...
Well, it's been enjoyable working with Jim Jones and all of the Troopers, and we look for many more years.
You know, we should. You want to play Chicken Man when we come back
sure.
and talk about that? Because I got that queued up. I think
yeah.
people, and then you can tell them who they are, because they really come up in the world also. We'll take a 1 minute break and be back.
Bags come in all shapes and all sizes, and they're usually filled with a variety of interesting items. That's why today, Gibson's has decided to honor the Humble Bag with a sale of its very own. Stop in now and save on a multitude of bags and their contents. Glad trash bags in sizes to fit 10 to 30 gallon cans. Regularly $1.24, now only $1.09. Grill Time charcoal in the 10-pound bags, regularly $1.43. Now only $1.18 at Gibson's. Save on Mrs. Allison's cookies, regularly three bags for a buck. Today, four bags for a buck. A four-pack of Bic shavers, regularly 72 cents. Now only 67 cents. Desserty Western Bark, 3 cubic feet, on sale for only $2.69. And a Jet baseball trainer, regularly $3.97, on sale for only $1.67 at Gibson's. Stop in today, Gibson's Discount Center, 2405 CY.
34 minutes after 9 o'clock, talking with Larry Wakefield. This is today. Today is your...
Yes.
It's just not long after your birthday.
3 days.
3 days after your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It's your 12th anniversary here. Pat Meenan's with us, talking a little bit about the things that have gone on here the past 12 years. You want to introduce this, and then I'll just roll it on your cue. Okay?
Chicken Man was a radio series that we ran, sponsored by the Red Barn, and we tied it in with, obviously, the chicken. I think the Red Barn was just introducing chicken, as a matter of fact, at that time. And we had a Chicken Man drawing contest.
Right.
What do you think Chicken Man really
looks like
type, and gave away transistor radios and on and on and on. Dick Orkin.
Chicago Radio Syndicate.
Chicago Radio Syndicate, and they've done...
You'll recognize the voice. Commercials, the tremendous things now. We'll roll this. This is Chicken Man from year?
66.
66.
The office of the police commissioner of Midland City.
Yes, this is the commissioner. What? Where? Hold on.
Yes, commissioner.
Quickly, Miss Helfinger, we must summon the fantastic fighting fowl.
Who?
The wonderful weekend.
Oh, all right.
That vicious and evil monster, the Strangler, has been seen.
Fine, I'll call the feathered fighter.
Immediately, the commissioner's attractive secretary picks up the special yellow phone on her distressed oak desk and makes contact with the white-winged warrior.
Hello, Benton Harper here.
This is Miss Helfinger, sir. Would you quickly take this address?
Yes.
The 1400 block of East 16th Street.
Where is that exactly?
Two blocks east of West 14th Street.
Two blocks west of... Oh, darn.
Hello?
I broke my pencil.
Sir?
I'll have to get another pencil.
What?
I'll be right with you.
Feathered Fighter, are you there?
Yes, I have it now. That's the 1400 block of...
East 16th Street.
Two blocks east of West
14th
Street. Yes, I think I have it. 1400 block of East 16th Street and...
Hello? Hello? Oh, boy.
Yes, Miss Helfinger?
I gave him the address, Commissioner, but he hung up before I could tell him why he was going there. Hello?
Why am I going there?
To look for the Strangler.
Would you spell that?
S-T-R-A-N-G-L-E-R.
Okay, S-T-R-A-N.
Several hours later, in the 1400 block of West 16th Street.
How do you do? Could you tell me where a Mr. Strangler lives?
Strangler?
Yes, that's spelled...
My name is Strangler.
Oh, well. That's pretty close, isn't it? May I come in?
Why, of course. What an attractive costume.
Oh, thank you. You see, Mrs. Strangler, the commissioner's office sent me over here on simply a routine matter.
Oh, interesting. Would you like a little drink? And it's Miss Strangler.
Oh, isn't that nice? Yes, I suppose so.
Well, is Strangler but only another way to say Strangler? Will Strangler or Strangler offer a stinger? Or will Strangler or Strangler be stingy with her stinger?
Welcome back. Chicken Man. Dick Ork and the Chicago Radio Syndicate. They later did The Tooth Fairy, which, they're funny.
Midnight Molar Marauder.
Midnight Molar Marauder. Oh, funny. I can't even think of the character's name, but they've run that tons and tons and tons of radio stations. How many episodes were there? You remember?
We ran that for, I think, a whole year.
Really?
Yeah.
A year of that. They've tightened up their production a bit since then.
Yes, they have.
You can tell.
That was so funny.
They do the Time commercials now, and they do Lancer's Rosé commercials, and I'm sure you'll hear some political commercials from them before this year's out. Oh, funny. When would that have been broadcast? What time of the day? Do you remember?
We ran it the morning between 7 and 8, and in the afternoon between 4 and 5.
Really? Mm-hmm. Twice a day?
Twice a day.
266-1400. If you want to reminisce with Larry, give us a call. We're going to talk about... You've got a whole list of things, Pat. We'll talk about those when we come back.
Spring indoors with fresh green plants and hanging planters from Keith's Flowers, 632 CY. You'll enjoy living beauty year-round when you choose from assorted cacti, ferns, tabletop plants, and hanging baskets of all types. Even if you don't have a green thumb, Keith's Flowers can show you a large variety of plants that are easy to care for, and you can use them to create a relaxed, natural atmosphere in any room. And don't forget your dinner table. Keith's Flowers has a beautiful variety of fresh and dried centerpieces for your table, creatively designed to make any occasion a festive event. Stop in and browse at Keith's Flowers, and you're sure to find something you'll like in a large collection of plants and centerpieces. Keith's also offers fresh bouquets in all sizes and price ranges. So drop by Keith's Flowers soon at 632 CY. Keith's Flowers.
20 minutes away from the hour. Reminiscing back 12 years. 1966 doesn't seem that... It must not seem that long ago to you.
Not really. It's been an enjoyable 12 years working with Katie and KWY and working in the community.
What KY? Now, when KY go on the air?
1967.
67, so a year after you came here. Now, you worked with them for a while.
Yeah,
and
I was...
Managed?
The first station director was the title of KWY when we launched it. And it was Wyoming's first stereo radio station, and it had a good beginning. Larry left that position in 1969 when he got called active duty in the Army. So,
well, you were called to active duty? I knew you were in the reserves, but
I had 6 months active duty and then 5.5 years reserve.
Reserve duty. Mm-hmm. You came out as a lieutenant, I believe, didn't you?
Well,
or were
no,
you a captain?
I came out PFC and then I went to OCS and got
second lieutenant. Okay, so you were second lieutenant when you came out. But so that he was gone for a short time.
Yes, I think the active duty was, what, about 6-8 months?
Mm-hmm.
And you're stationed out at Fort Ord, California.
You got a whole list of things there that Larry's gotten awards for and commendations for over the years. You want to just run down some? We got a phone call, and we'll take that right after this.
Okay, well, as we've said, Larry came to Katy in June of 1966, 12 years ago today. He was a 22-year-old disc jockey from
Gave
from
away your
Sheridan.
Age, Larry.
Yeah.
And in less than 5 years, he advanced, with our company to... vice president of Katy and KWY, which he now is, and while working at his job, he also took time to serve in the Army Reserve, as I mentioned, and then 6 months, 8 months active duty, actively worked in the promotion arm of the Casper Troopers. Larry's been the voice of Dr. Dial.
That's right. For how long now?
10 years.
I believe it was the first of its kind in the nation, wasn't
yes.
it?
He's been active in the Playhouse, amateur theater group here in town, the Chamber of Commerce. He's now Grand Dragon, do they call it?
Emperor.
Emperor.
Oh, okay.
Ambassador. The Casper Chamber
Grand
of Commerce.
Legal or something.
Ambassadors. And he's done, you know, a lot of outstanding work with the Boys Club, the Lions Club, to raise money for...
we should talk about the Braille Trail later.
Braille Trail, the YMCA, and been awarded an honorary membership in the Wyoming Dental Society. I don't know if you recall that.
Wyoming Dental Society?
Mm-hmm. For a series we did on Dr. Dial.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Well, we take this call, we can come back
sure.
to some more of this. Larry, you might tell them not to listen to the radio.
Good morning.
Hi, Larry. This is Gene Montristelli.
Gene, good morning.
And I thought maybe we'd chat a little bit about your yearly efforts with DCI and the troopers.
We have mentioned that earlier, Gene, and what a pleasure it's been working with you and Jim Jones and all of the troopers.
Okay, you're doing DCI again this year, right?
Sure.
And speaking of the troopers, they're leaving town shortly for Laramie for a 2 or 3 day camp, and then they're going to be heading off to the Midwest on June 27th.
And they have a pretty long haul, don't they?
Yeah, in fact, they leave town June 27th, and they won't be getting back until July 17th or 18th, so this is going to be a long trip for them.
Well, we wish them well.
So, and thanks for all your help over the years.
Thank you, Gene.
266-1400. Okay. If you have a reminiscence you'd like to give us a call, please feel free to do so. You want to run down a few of those other things as long as you're warning, Mr. Wakefield?
The honorary membership in the Dental Society, and then for his successful marathons in connection with the Casper Mountain Lions broom sale. That was in 1972. They made him an honorary member of that group. And another little-known thing is Larry's commercials that we started doing and donating to the Casper Civic Symphony result in the largest crowds in the history of the symphony. In fact, in December of 72, it was the first time in history that the symphony performed before a standing room only crowd. I think it was, what's the Christmas things? Nutcracker suite that they did.
Mm-hmm.
And until we started airing these commercials, they didn't have such full houses. A lot of people would probably remember when Larry had the lead in the Playhouse production of Annie Get Your Gun, which was one of the most successful.
You sing now and then, don't you?
Yes, I do. Especially on St. Patrick's Day.
Vocalizing down up and down the street. Yeah, I remember a few St. Patrick's Day when you've been singing up and down the halls.
Yes, Danny Boy is usually able to be heard on St. Patrick's Day.
But unlike Dennis Day, he does not dye his hair.
Correct.
Still your natural color, right?
Still.
Haven't gone gray yet.
Working on it.
Other things, Pat?
Well, I think there are a lot of things in the industry itself. Larry has... been on the board of directors of the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, president of the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, active in the Rocky Mountain Broadcasters Association, on the board of that, and you were president-elect of that,
mm-hmm.
and then active in the National Association of Broadcasters. So within the industry itself, Larry's been very active.
Larry, we got another call. Why don't you pick this up? We'll see
Thank
what
you.
These folks have to say.
Larry Wakefield, good morning.
Kent Foster, good morning.
Good morning, Kent.
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about theater groups. When was your introduction to the Red Dog Saloon?
1967, I think it was.
Right. And why?
Well, seeing that there was this gentleman by the name of Kent Foster who was supposed to play the old man in Pat Pedersen's Red Dog Saloon Players, and I think you were laid up. And I went on...
That's a nice way of putting it. I took a trip, remember?
That's right. You went on a little tour out of town, and Pat Pedersen was on free-for-all, and he was panicked because he couldn't find his lead. And I made the comment as he walked out of the door, "Well, sure, Jimmy, have yourself a good play and break a leg." And he said, "You're the old-timer. We'll see you tonight at 6:30. And that's
congratulations, Jim. Heck of a job, guy.
Thank you, Kent.
Take care, Kent.
God bless.
Thank you.
Kent is one of the world's nicest men. We'll take a one-minute break and be back.
Deep inside, hiding so deep inside, there lies a woman.
Slip into something beautiful from a unique boutique in the downtown Market Square and save 50% on all Picardo knits in stock. Choose from luscious colors and styles designed to bring out the beautiful woman in you. Unique Boutique offers a fabulous selection of weekender suits and attractive Mr. B coordinates. Think of the days ahead, basking in the sun, swimming and boating. And at Unique Boutique, you'll find an alluring collection of swimwear. And if you like beautiful jewelry, catch a glimpse of Unique Boutique's exquisite Black Hills Gold. Unique Boutique, downtown in the Market Square.
Welcome back. 13 minutes away from the hour. Larry, I think we've got another call. Why don't you pick up the phone, please? We'll see what these folks have to say.
Yes, good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, Larry, this is Dick Cook.
Good morning, Dick.
Were you there when you broadcasted from 2nd Street out of the dump?
No, that was just before me. That's when we had the Katie Caboose.
Right.
Yeah, that was at the dump, which then became Marshall's Drive-In. But that was the summer before I went to work here. I'm sure a lot of people will remember the dump, as they call it in our live broadcasts, or Katie's, not mine, Smokey Taylor, Sarge McClintock, and Larry Laverne, some of those, Larry Payne.
Did they had a marathon or something on that, the guy broadcast for 24 hours straight or something one time on that, didn't he?
Look, I don't recall. Definitely, but why don't I ever pull the track?
You recall a 24-hour marathon they did there?
Yes, I do. Bill Sims was here then, and was it one announcer did the 24-hour marathon?
I thought it was.
Yeah, it was Sarge McClintock. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right,
yeah. Well, I'm glad you can remember that.
That's some time back. Thank you.
Okay.
266-1400. There are a lot of things to remember then, I guess.
Another thing you might mention, going back to KAWI, Bill Sims was the manager at that time, and I did the first, and to our knowledge, it was the first stereo basketball game.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. We did an NC Kelly Walsh game. And whenever Kelly Walsh had the ball, I would talk in the left channel. Whenever NC would get the ball, Bill would talk in the right channel. And everything was great until we got to the first jump ball. We didn't know who was going to talk.
Yeah, so you should have written something out in unison. Yeah. You both could have talked at the same time.
Stereo basketball. I still
stereo
have a tape
basketball.
Of that, too.
That's incredible. Wild. We did a lot of other things, and, you know, we've got a list here that we could talk about. Maybe we'd just touch on them quickly. The one I want to get to before the show's over is your John Wayne story, though, because I think that's hilarious. Why don't we do it now? We might as well.
When they filmed the Hellfighters here in 68, 10 years ago.
Right.
They stayed at the Holiday Inn.
Right.
John Wayne,
right here.
Catherine Hepburn, or Catherine Ross, excuse me, Bruce Cabot, on and on and on. And I walked out of the radio station one morning after my program, and there's the Duke himself standing right there. And I walked over and introduced myself. And after that, we spent quite a bit of time out on the set, out by Red Butte, where they filmed it.
Yeah.
Anyway, he said, I'll tell you what, you know how he talks.
Yeah.
He said, I looked out my window last night, and I looked over and saw K-A-T. And a neon sign.
You got a neon sign on the building.
Yeah, and the telephone pole was blocking the eye. And he just had to come out and find out if there was an eye on the end of it. Then he assumed it was a radio station because he thought it was a cat house. And that they advertised him a neon sign.
Neon signs out here.
Yeah.
He's going to move out here. Let's take a break. We'll be back.
Be stylish and comfortable all summer long with today's newest looks from Pope's Fashion Plus. Pope's Fashion Plus is the store for the woman with a little more to love. Featuring a great selection of short-sleeved summer dresses in many colors and styles, and they're all on sale at Pope's. You'll find cool, carefree cotton dresses reduced 20% from regular prices. One rack of pants and skirts reduced as much as 50%. And to keep you warm on chilly evenings, Pope's Fashion Plus has a full rack of jacket-type sweaters marked down to half price. Check for all the great savings at Pope's Fashion Plus, and be sure to see their exciting new arrivals, a terrific variety of printed tank tops, short sleeve blouses, and a new line of Catalina Plus t-shirts and cotton slacks. You'll be stylish and comfortable this summer when you shop Pope's Fashion Plus at 631 South Ash. It's the store for the woman with a little more to love.
Welcome back. 9 minutes away from 10 o'clock, talking about 12 years. We got a whole list of things. Operation Paperback, what was that?
That was in 69, right, Pat? Yes.
Well, I know you went off to the Army and left the station full of about
200,000
paperback
everywhere.
Books.
Well, we decided, of course, the Vietnam War was still going on. We'd had a promotion with Mini Marts. People would go in and register, and we called it Voices to Vietnam. And in conjunction with the radio station in Sturgis, South Dakota, we sent Can't even remember his name. Anyway, we sent him to Vietnam, and he interviewed servicemen from Wyoming, or relatives, listeners.
So a correspondent from the state, then.
Right, right. And he went over and interviewed people, you know, servicemen and women from Wyoming. And it was quite a promotion. Then, to follow that up, we decided to send some paperback books, because that was one of the complaints, I think, some of the servicemen, nothing to read.
Right.
And so I just started talking on my morning program, Operation Paperback, bring your books to the radio station, and we stamped them all.
Mm-hmm.
I say we, Mike Meenan, Kevin Meenan, Kelly Meenan, Pat Shirley, stamped courtesy KTI on all the books. Right. There were 4,000 pounds.
Pounds, not 4,000 books.
Pounds.
Pounds of books.
Of books. And as Pat mentioned, it was about that time that I had to go to Fort Ord, so Pat, working with the Wyoming Trucking Association, arranged to have the books taken to the U.S. Naval Station at San Diego, and they were taken by boat from there to Vietnam, and through Project Handclasp, the books were distributed.
So they
all over
they
Vietnam.
Did get there?
Yes.
And the books were handed out?
I think some
Salt Creek Freightways arranged the transportation, and they came and picked them all up.
Really?
Had to spend a whole day loading trucks.
Larry Meredith, and of course, as I recall, Senators McGee and Hansen worked with you on that too.
Yes, they arranged for the transportation from the West Coast if we could get.
Can you imagine this radio station with 4,000 pounds of paperback books
in the halls
everywhere?
Now, was the Lady Godiva promotion before you were here?
Yes, that was in '65.
'65, okay. Because I know there were, you know, pieces of, there was news clippings hanging on the walls. You almost got in a little trouble with that, did you not, with the City Fathers, Mr. Meenan?
Yes, I was mayor at the time, and the police chief arrested Lady Godiva.
So it was a promotion, right? A fun thing. She was going to ride bear in her bear suit.
Bear skin.
In her bear skin.
With a ribbon in her hair.
With a ribbon in her
hair.
And
had a bear suit on her.
Yeah.
B-E-A-R bear suit
and,
on her.
So it turned out to be kind of humorous, but they didn't have a parade permit, and that's why they were arrested.
There were thousands of people downtown to see Lady Godiva.
You talked about Dr. Dial. Now, you've done a lot of things with other, well, not charities, but other organizations around town. Humane Society, you've worked with them for years.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I recall, and again, just before I went into this service, had a meeting with Alice Bubeck, KBOC,
right.
Pat Bundy, K2, Pat Kaufman, myself, and some others, and started the Casper Humane Society about 10 years ago, more or less. You know, we got the ball rolling a little bit, and then the others had followed through.
The Blizzard. Now, that's something that I missed.
Blizzard of 73.
All right. But were you stuck here? I mean, how did it work? What actually happened?
Well, for those who were living here, you recall that we had...
It was in April, wasn't it?
Right. Yes, it was Easter of 73. And yes, I was stuck here.
You were.
And almost the entire staff.
Yeah.
We were just here. And we stayed on the air for about 3 days.
Yeah.
And we had about 20 four-wheel drive vehicles that we were sending food to people and medication.
Medicine.
Yeah, yeah, medicine.
One of the announcers came to the station on snowshoes, I remember.
That's right.
No kidding? Mm-hmm. I'd like to have seen that. That's a trooper. That is a man.
And
that
I
is...
was comfortable and snowbound in my house.
So you could...
all on the radio.
Pat gave us a lot of moral support. He'd call us up and say, you're doing a great job.
You guys are doing a great job. I'm sitting here. I got hot food, fire in the fireplace,
right.
You know. Take a break. We'll be back.
Spring indoors with fresh green plants and hanging planters from Keeps Flowers, 632 CY. You'll enjoy living beauty year-round when you choose from assorted cacti, ferns, tabletop lamps, and hanging baskets of all types. Even if you don't have a green thumb, Keeps Flowers can show you a large variety of plants that are easy to care for, and you can use them to create a relaxed, natural atmosphere in any room. And don't forget your dinner table. Keeps Flowers has a beautiful variety of fresh and dried centerpieces for your table, creatively designed to make any occasion a festive event. Stop in and browse at Keeps Flowers, and you're sure to find something you like in a large collection of plants and centerpieces. Keeps also offers fresh bouquets in all sizes and price ranges. So drop by Keeps Flowers soon at 632 CY. Keith's Flowers.
We got another call, Larry. Why don't you pick up the phone? We'll see what these folks have to say.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, Larry. This is Jeff Brighton from Able K. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Fine, thank you.
We were just all sitting around here reminiscing. You were talking about Dr. Dial, and we just wondered if you possibly remembered the Clackerballs edition of
that. Oh, I sure do.
I was wondering. We all got rather a large chuckle out of that, and I thought it might bring back some memories in that area. I'm sure you probably can't explain it over the air, but I'm sure
yes, I can't
provoke a little bit of thought in your mind, I'm sure.
Somewhere in the archives here, I'm sure I still have the tape after 2 hours.
That was a very rare one, as
yes,
I recall.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Okay, I just thought I would bring that up to you, think if you can remember that. So
thank you,
have
Jeff.
A good 12th anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There are a lot of things. Did you ever, I'll ask you this, because we've all done it at one time or another, you don't realize the microphone is on, and you might say one of those things in the heat of the moment, you know. It's a fit of passion that you would not say otherwise on the air. That ever happened to you?
It hasn't happened here. It happened to me in Sherrod.
Oh, did it really?
I said a no-no. And then
it's one of those teeny little words.
Yeah.
That we all
then
use.
To add insult to injury, I gave the call letters of the other station in town and went into a commercial.
I'm surprised you stayed in the business long enough to get
yes,
here. You know. Anything else, just high, because we're just about out of time. Anything you remember about Larry Pat?
Well,
you
know? I was, it's interesting, you know, to spend those years of your life in one place, and I know Larry has probably had a completely different life, being here in Casper and in the radio station from age 22 to 34, and the time has gone by quickly. Are you going to stay till you're 46?
I certainly hope so.
another 12 years. That should be an easy shot. You get the first 12 out of the way, it's all downhill.
All downhill, probably.
Gentlemen, thank you. Congratulations on your 12th anniversary.
Thank you.
And
enjoy doing the program. And thank you, listeners and people of Casper. It's been a very enjoyable 12 years. Casper is a very easy community to get involved
in. It's a good radio town, isn't it?
Excellent radio town. The other stations, excellent.
Everyone knows that. I mean, as you say, the other stations know it too. But that's the first thing people told me when I came to this town to work here. They said, excellent radio town. People like radio here.
And well,
that
and it's, makes it. It is a good radio town, and I think that in 1956, when Katy signed on the air, it had a different concept than had been heard in this area. And I think Pat is to be commended for his involvement in the community and for what Katy and KWY are today.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Have
yourselves a good day. Talk to you in 12 more years, all right?
Yeah, sure, Johnny.
All right.
Thank you.
Return to the simple life. Enjoy the wholesome goodness and rich flavors of country cooking when you visit the Dutch Door in the Market Square, featuring Grandma Wheaton's Country Market Spices, churned honey, fresh candy, sugar crystals, seasoned salt and pepper, and cheese shakers. These quality seasonings come in old world jars, candy dishes, and sugar bowls with ladle spoons, so you'll have a keepsake to treasure after the seasoning's all gone. The Dutch Door also offers a complete selection of delicious liquors to pour over your favorite ice cream, in addition to recipe boxes, butter warmers, copper egg boilers, and many other items that make great gifts for anyone, including you. When it comes to cooking, the Dutch Door has everything you could possibly need, and then some. That's the Dutch Door. They're in the Market Square. And we thank you all for listening this morning to Free for All.
This has been Free for All, your morning telephone discussion program. Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KATI, its ownership, management, employees, or sponsors.
External intervention and to help strengthen the ability of the Africans to defend themselves. American assistance advance will concentrate on economic development. More news after this.
I like pickles, but they don't like me.
And your stomach's on dry gel.
I like pizza, but it doesn't like me.
And your stomach's on dry gel.
Digel's special combination of antacid and anti-gas ingredients gives you fast, gentle relief from acid indigestion, heartburn, and gas in just minutes.
I like hot dogs, but they don't like me.
And your stomach's on dry gel.